Earlier this year, in the middle of India's devastating second wave of COVID, I wrote a piece about grief. The wire photograph used with the piece really moved me. Two men sitting, kneeling on the sidewalk, hugging each other, a woman in an orange sari between them. Their faces were not really visible, but the grief was palpable. No photographer name was given. Someone told me it was a picture by Reuters photojournalist Danish Siddiqui. I remembered that name. Danish was part of a team that won the Pulitzer for its images of Rohingya refugees. His photographs of burning funeral pyres brought home the horror of India's second COVID wave to the world. Ronnie Sen, himself an acclaimed photojournalist and filmmaker.
Danish was a truly gifted photographer. He was one of the best photojournalists we had in India from our generation.
Last week, Danish Siddiqui was killed in Afghanistan, where he was covering the clashes between Afghan troops and the Taliban. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. During the first wave, when India went into lockdown, Siddiqui took a photograph of a man on that lonely, long journey home on foot, carrying his son on his shoulders. Ronnie Sen says that image had an afterlife as graffiti.
I know that in the run-up to the last assembly elections, this image was made into a stencil by one of my very good friend, Samir Kulavur. And that stencil today is on hundreds of walls in Calcutta.
Siddiqui didn't just take that image. He went back later to that father and son.
It's this, you know, this desire to go back to the person you have photographed and to know how the person is doing.
The rare quality of empathy. One of his famous pictures was of a mob lynching a cowering Muslim man. Cartoonist Satish Acharya put together a tribute video where Siddiqui says lynching videos were all over social media, but journalists had not documented it.
Yeah, somebody has to do that. Like, you know, that's what we signed up for.
Ronnie Sen says Siddiqui understood the horror of what he had to document.
And he also said in one of his talks that I wish I don't have to photograph the things that I have.
Journalist Vaishnavi Chandrasekhar tweeted that what made Siddiqui's work striking was the focus was not the man, but the mob. Siddiqui.
I think I grew up in terms of photography in the times of Libya and Syria. So I know how a crying kid has become just another picture.
When he took a picture of the aftermath of the Easter bombings in Sri Lanka, he just took photographs of the homes of the victims.
The spaces which the victims lived behind and how these spaces missed their victims.
It was heartbreaking. His work won him both admirers and critics. When his pictures of flaming funeral pyres went viral during the second wave, he was criticized for bearing a religious ritual for the world to see, intruding on grief. Siddiqui told the BBC he knew there was a red line, but...
This story is so important, and we don't want this story to be just about the number. There are people who are dying.
The urgency to tell the story meant he followed the COVID story to remote villages up in the hills, just connected to the rest of India by a pathway, where villagers were terrified about getting tested in case they tested positive.
There's a kind of fear that if they get tested, their life would turn upside down. They would be shifted to some hospital which is very far away, and they will never come back home.
His death is now being mourned as the loss of India's eye. Ronnie Sen kind of disagrees.
Danish was not India's eye. Danish was not working for an organization which was Indian. In the Indian newsroom, in the media organizations, we don't care about photographers as much.
In some ways, the death of Danish Siddiqui should be a wake-up call to Indian media.
Photographs are part of a news story. Photographs are part, are an integral part in a media organization, and photographers have a stronger sort of role to play.
I didn't know Danish Siddiqui, but now I realize again and again I knew his work in a digital world awash in visual stimulation. I remember his images even when I did not know he had taken them. That's perhaps the best tribute any photojournalist could want. But it also makes his loss ache that much more. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. Thank you.